This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Man, RJ just said it in the commercial break. Houston is still triggered after what Troy Hughes did yesterday. Oh man, it took all of my discipline. It took all. I sat there. I shouldn't have said it. You ever make a new proclamation and you instantly regret it because you're going to break it? You're like, I'm going to go on a diet. I'm ordering pizza tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit there and try this. This is a New Year's resolution. I'm going to do this for Lent. And then you break it. Don't make it public, right? And yesterday I made the mistake of saying I'm going to try not to fight with the trolls, the loser trolls, as much on social media. And then it happened in Houston because Troy, he didn't even attack really anyone. He kind of reported news talking about this beer that was being put out to troll the Astros, and the Houston fans are still triggered in the armpit. Troy, can you reset what that beer was, that tweet was?
Yeah, so there's a beer company in New Jersey called Departed Souls Brewing Company, and they came out with an IPA that's called Trash Can Banger. And it is a can that is in iconic Astros orange, yellow, and white. And it is an IPA that they are selling right now for a four-pack for $17, much like 2017. And once again, it's called Trash Can Banger.
So here's what Troy wrote, okay? Tell me if this is an individual attack on the armpit. Here's what he wrote yesterday. Departed Souls Brewing Company in Jersey has released a new craft beer called Trash Can Banger IPA. Check out those Astros-like colors, because they're the Astros colors, and the fact that a four-pack sells for $17 is, in 2017, trolling at its finest. That's all he said.
That is not is it incendiary? That is not really doing anything right there. That is just reporting the facts.
No, I'm a newsman.
So this loser in Houston, I'm not even going to say his name because I don't even want to give people wannabes airtime on 100,000 watts on a station of this magnitude.
We don't punch down.
This loser like starts attacking Troy and coming back at the station, and I was like, oh, I had the fingers, like, ready to go. And then I'm like, I'll be a hypocrite because 6 hours earlier I said I wasn't going to attack. Even the boss was telling us some stuff behind the scenes if we wanted to use for ammunition. But basically the Astros fans throughout the rest of the day and even this morning, they've come up with this phrase that they're using in Houston now to try to justify, you know, their cheating and everything. Rent-free.
No, we're rent-free.
The Astros and Houston sports are living rent-free in all of our heads. They're all on our heads, consuming all of our thoughts and causing us to talk about them nonstop all the time. Rent-free.
I didn't want to mention the guy's name either, but he is a sports radio personality in Houston, and he started going after me, and I'm like, who is this guy? I have no idea who he is. And yes, I actually went through the ratings in Houston to find out who he is, but I got carpal tunnel because I was scrolling so far down to the bottom of the list.
25, that's his rating. 25, RJ, if you know what that is. Can you do that in Spanish?
Is that 25?
That's 25, right.
Look, my neighbor is a huge Astros fan next to me to my right. And across the street, huge Astros fan. And catty corner to my right, huge Astros fan. I'm surrounded by idiots, okay, by these dopey Astros fans. And they all say the same thing, rent-free. And I'm like, what?
Let me tell you what rent-free is, okay? when you have little brother syndrome, and I've said this multiple times, and it happened in my home state. I am from a little brother syndrome area. RJ is from a little brother syndrome area. He's from Jersey, little brother to New York, always jealous, always whining and crying. I'm from Maryland, little brother to D.C., always jealous, always whining and crying. And that's what Houston is to DFW. They're the little brother with the chip on their shoulder, with the whining and the crying. And they have this inferiority complex that never goes away. So that's what you're seeing here over the course of the past 24 hours.
Yes, rent-free is what holding a trophy you didn't earn is. You know, you're just holding that thing free for Major League Baseball because they don't really know what else to do with it. That's all
you
it is.
You have, and I would throw the Patriots in there maybe with Spygate, you have the most unrecognized championship trophy maybe in our lifetimes. I'm trying to think of another one. LeBron James is – are you living rent-free in LeBron's head as LeBron James making a documentary about your cheating? So I even think the Patriots trophy – and this may be a result of time passing. I even think the Patriots trophy with spying on practices leading up to the Super Bowl against the Rams, that one is more recognized than the Astros one because the Patriots went on to keep winning them. So the cheating was kind of, you know, toned down a little bit, or the significance of it, because it's like, whoa, they didn't cheat for all these Super Bowl wins, and we still recognize Belichick as the GOAT. But you have the most unrecognized, biggest asterisk title maybe in our sports lifetimes, and you still want to be stubborn and still want to fight back and yap, yap, yap.
And look, it's okay. I mean, if you want to not discount your own title, I get it. I wouldn't want to either. But the whole idea that you're going to dig in on this.
Yeah, they're dug in.
The dig in is the thing. Like, just own it. Own that you cheated and just be like, who cares? We cheated. We're going to deal with it. That's it. You're not rent-free. Rent-free. Dumbest statement of all time. But, you know, even the Patriots title means more because they weren't cheating in the constructs of the games to necessarily get there. It was in the Super Bowl, right? You know, like, that to me, I think people in the – and first of all, in football, nobody cares about these things in football. We only care about the integrity of baseball for some reason. It's the only sport we really care about the integrity of the records – of the games, for whatever reason, in football, if the same thing happened in football, oh, man, that's next-level gamesmanship. But in baseball, for whatever reason, we lose our minds because baseball media sucks. that's all this was. This was worse than the Patriots to me, and it's the most unrecognized trophy of our life. It's worse than the Spurs. Because people talk about the Spurs not being because the 55 games. It's worse than the Rockets because the Rockets without Michael Jordan, okay?
Yep. They have another one that's a candidate.
Yeah. I mean, if I was Houston, I'd be upset too because every trophy I've ever won is tainted in some form.
So keep wearing your pleather jacket, homie, and barking on your third radio station because you couldn't stick at the other two and shut the hell up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.